The Holy Gospel today comes from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And you can go ahead and sit down because it's a long story. That's a good one, though. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant land. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I've been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who was devouring your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we have to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. To this story, because this story, I believe, is the essence of the Gospel of Luke, for sure. It has everything in it. And if you have ever been a child, all of you have, and me, and maybe some of you have been parents, maybe some of you have been siblings. There's even a pig in there. Maybe you felt like a pig. There's lots of characters in this story to relate to. And it's the essence of the Gospel of Luke. I'm reading this book. It's called Sinners in the Hands of a Loving God. And I think it captures the essence of this book. Sinners in the Hands of a Loving God. This is a painting from Rembrandt. And it's called The Return of the Prodigal Son. You know, here's the son. He's got a shoe off. It's not looking so good. And the father. And that one commentator was saying there's a masculine hand and a more feminine hand. So it's like the divine of the hen gathering her chicks and the fatherly figure embracing this child who has come back. And prodigal, that word, who knows what prodigal means? Because we hear that word all the time, the return of the prodigal son. Do you know what that means? It means excessive. It means wasteful. So in the story, when you heard that the son was going, he spent everything. He prodigalized his inheritance. But it can also mean excessive caring. That this parent figure, this father, it seems in the story, according to the brother's perspective anyway, is sure giving a lot of excess stuff to that son of yours. So there's this excessive, this extravagant grace that this father figure gives to the son. It's just packed with meaning. And so as I was thinking about this, well, this was several months ago, I just wrote kind of a quick poem, like in 5 minutes, about what I thought this story was about. So I'm going to share that poem. And it has a little musicality to it. So I'm going to sit by John and we're going to do this. And I got three things for you after that. I didn't think I had tears left as I saw my father standing there. I had squandered away my hopeful life and it just didn't seem fair. I told him, intent, as though to knock me down. I assumed he was mad and heard what I had done, but his face was beaming and there was no frown. He said, "Yes, you are worthy, my son. Yes, you are worthy."
I am so happy. So happy, I am so happy, I am so happy, I am so happy, I am so happy.
My shame took over and my body collapsed. I couldn't even look him in the eye. He pulled me up and wrapped me up with a hug as big as the sky. He said, "You never need to run again." Aching heart was full of pain, but seeing you, embracing you, and holding you, that hole in my soul is filled again. And I said to him, a little fuzzy, but if you're going to follow Jesus, and this is what faith is, it's believing, and it's believing and living. But if you're going to follow Jesus, and this story encapsulates all, you got to believe three things. You got to believe that our God is a God who offers everyone extravagant grace, which for us most powerfully is forgiveness. It's forgiveness. That's one thing. You got to believe that. And you got to believe that you are worthy for that. That as a child of God, that you can be a forgiven child of God. And the hardest part of faith is you got to believe it's available to your neighbor as well. That God loves you and that God loves that son of yours as well, your neighbor. That's the essence of faith. This first line in our confession captures it beautifully. God of heaven and earth, you came in close like a father embracing his son, and make us yours. I am celebrating that you're here. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin. I'm not worthy. Embrace your forgiveness to be able to stand up again and be a forgiven child of God. And seek the way you set before us. Jesus Christ is a light to the world, a light no darkness can overcome. And it starts with embracing this story. Amen.